You have the floor, please. Merci, Monsieur.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, allow me to begin by extending congratulations to you on your election to chair the GGE on laws, and I wish you every success and assure you of my delegation's full support. Chair, this group has been set up within the framework of the CCW, and we believe that is the pertinent and appropriate framework within which the issue of laws should be discussed. This initiative and the involvement of high contracting parties as well as civil society in the process all together testify to the relevance and the importance of this issue today. You were so kind as to circulate a Food for Thought paper in September. It's very informative and very useful in putting us on the right track to move forward in seeking a common understanding of matters relating to various aspects of emerging technologies in the area of laws. With that in mind, Morocco, and also in the light of your document, wishes to share with you a number of ideas that we have of certain aspects relating to the matters in hand. If we look at one of the crucial issues raised in your Food for Thought document, it is clear the definition of laws remains a very important work in progress in order to allow us to identify the scope for development and the use of new weapons. In that respect, Morocco believes it would be wise for us to take a constructive approach in order together to lay the necessary basis on which we can build a precise and consensus-based definition of what we mean by these new weapons. And this could help us to better understand the nature of those weapons whose use must comply with the fundamental rules of international law. In legal terms, we note that consultations since 2013 have resulted in a commitment to the need to enhance international humanitarian law and to ensure compliance with international law when developing laws. However, in order to prevent any intrinsic risk to humanitarian law violation that might be caused by the use of laws, Morocco considers that respect for IHL remains a sine qua non for development and deployment of these weapons systems. And that explains the importance of our discussion, because we need to find appropriate legal responses that can allow us to create an appropriate framework for the emergence, development, acquisition, and use of laws. It is our fundamental hypothesis, then, that laws, as their name indicates, are weapon systems that, once they have been activated, can select and attack targets without human intervention. Therefore, for legal and ethical reasons, Morocco believes that laws must be designed in such a way as to involve human responsibility, and we insist on effective human control being always present. Agreeing that a robot can have decision-making powers of life and death without human intervention runs counter to international law and would also be stepping over a fundamental moral line. Laws cannot be held responsible for their actions. That being so, the concept of human responsibility is one that we have to consider in particular detail, and that has to be at the heart of our concerns as we seek to guarantee compliance and accountability for violations of international law. In military and geopolitical terms, a new arms race based on advanced technology cannot be ruled out. And if we do not have an appropriate legal framework, then there's a great risk of that, and a great risk of people acquiring such systems, something which would foster proliferation and jeopardize regional balances and even global stability, as well as hindering progress made in disarmament and non-proliferation. The worst case scenario, and this would be a real threat, would be having such weapons systems ending up in the hands of non-state armed groups or terrorist groups, and such groups would not hesitate to use them against civilian populations. Chair, bearing in mind the complexity of the issue of laws, Morocco remains nonetheless confident that under your leadership and given your diplomatic dexterity, our meeting will achieve significant results that will help us to develop a common understanding